Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to make a referral, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of... Please enter your case number, followed by the pound sign. You can find your case number in the upper right-hand corner of letters you have received from the IEB. If you do not have your case number, please press 1 to be transferred. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Kiara. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Hi, Kiara. My name is Allison. I'm calling from a home health care agency. I do have a patient on the other line. She was looking to check the status of her case. She had made an appointment with the broker. She said they didn't show up, but I just wanted to call in with her and see what was going on.
Absolutely. And what is the name of the applicant?
So her first name is Larnice, L like Larry, A-R-N-I-E-C-E.
Okay. And what is the last name?
Eason, E-A-S like Sam, O-N like Nancy.
All righty, perfect. And you said that she is currently in the back line? Or is she already on the line with
her? I'm going to conference her in right now.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. So, Ms. Eason, we're on with Ms. Kiara at the Independent Enrollment Broker. She's going to assist us with your case today.
All right.
All righty. Hi, Ms. Eason. My name is Kiara. I'm with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. So I do just need to obtain just a couple pieces of information. It is just to protect privacy, and I do want to advise we won't speak to anyone about your application without written or verbal permission. Could I just have your date of birth?
It's 8/12/51.
All righty, perfect. And then also, could I have your current address?
5922 Green Street. That's Green with an E at the end. Apartment 202, Philadelphia, PA, 19144.
All righty, perfect. And then just very lastly, if for any reason this call were to drop, what's the best phone number for me to call back at?
215-495-8971.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to verify, is that your only number currently?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and take a look here. So I see you had a visit scheduled for 2 days ago for 9 to 11 with Miss Valine.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Miss Valine wrote on here that she arrived at 9:45.
You can't. She can't get in the building. She should have called me. The building is secured.
I do see that. I see that the person you spoke with notated to give you a call so you could be let into the building. So she wrote
right.
on here
that's
that
right.
That she showed up and she called the number that you just provided me, the 8971, and then also the number ending in 2630 that we had listed.
Yeah, that's not working anymore. So what number did you call from? Can you tell me?
So I don't know what number she called from. That's the only thing, because I don't know every single enrollment case manager's work number, unfortunately, because we have too many of them. We work with the whole
right,
state.
Right, this is a new phone, so I don't get that many phone calls on here. Had it been the old phone, then I could see me not knowing that it was her. I only had this phone for about 2 weeks, so I do not get a lot of phone calls on here. So I was up at 9 waiting to hear from somebody.
Okay. I mean, did you receive then a call at all around like 9:45?
Remember? I would have answered it if I had. But there's no way for me. You want me to try to check now to see my incoming calls or something?
You don't have to. No worries.
No, all I'm saying, though, if the phone had rang, I would have answered it no matter what.
Okay. So I'm not sure what happened, but we can definitely, let's see here.
I just have a general question. Do they come in with, like, I know you said you don't know, like, every number, but does it have, like, a general area code, or it's just totally random?
So, unfortunately, it is a little bit random, because if they are in, so, for example, when it comes to, like, reassessments due to them being over the phone, those most of the times come from our 717 number.
Got it. Okay.
Office. But when they are out on the field itself doing, like, actual intake visit assessments.
Yeah, it's their own personal, like, their own personal work line.
Yeah, so I do know that Miss Valine is strictly a Philadelphia, you know, like, enrollment case manager. So I'm not sure if she would have a actual, like, Philadelphia number, like a, you know, 215, a 267, or a 484 number.
Okay, just to advise for future patients as well, would we be able to reschedule for her?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Yeah,
but,
that is not a problem.
I wish though, that because on my old phone, I used to get a lot of spam calls.
If
and
you want.
A lot of Medicare.
Sorry.
But by this being a new phone, if I could somehow know her phone number, I'll be outside waiting for her.
If you want, you can add my number on your case, Miss Easton, and all that would give me is just authorization to be able to call in. They'll be able to call me if they're not able to get in contact with you, and that way you have my number already. You called me this morning. I would be able to get in contact with you and let you know that they're there. Did you want to add my number?
All right. Yeah, I got that. Okay, I got you. All right, so... You know, I would have answered any phone call that came in because...
No, they're going to use you as primary. They're just going to use me as backup. So if the same thing happens and they don't get you the first time, they're going to call me and then I'll call you directly.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying is when she did call me...
Yeah, you would have answered.
Because the phone is new anyway. So I know not too many people call me. And the ones that do, I have their names programmed in the phone.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so... You know, I don't know what happened, but
so
maybe I hope.
Do we have any openings, Miss Kira? Sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah, let me go ahead and take a look for you. So, okay. Oh, come on, system. Work with me today, please. It's one of those days. It's Thursday, it's about to be Friday, and it's a long weekend on top of that, so it really doesn't want to work with me.
It's Labor Day. Dang.
Yeah, we're already in labor day.
It's crazy.
Yes, ma'am. Your time is flying.
I know. I mean, on one end, it's like, but on the other end, it's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I hope I get my medicine today because I'm struggling with breathing. So I've been out of my medicine for about a week. I've never been without my breathing medicine this long. Yeah. It's like crazy. I take a couple steps, I'm all out of breath and everything.
Well, let me go ahead and get that sorted out. So we have your physician certification form already because it was sent back to us in February.
Yeah.
So we're good on that. And
so what would you need? Is there anything so I can have that all, you know, together whenever she get here? Is there anything special that I need to show her when she get here?
So we just ask usually for a copy of identification, a form of it. It can be a photo ID, a driver's license, any of those sorts. And then if you have, and if you don't have any of those, it can also be a.
I got bills with my name on it.
Okay, I was going to say
bills?
Also social security. A photo ID or like a driver's license.
I have it. I have one, but it's not just out of date. It's not updated. It is not. I have my senior citizen pass. But I don't drive, so I didn't update my license.
No worries.
But my name is on there and everything.
And allow me one moment. My system's just being, like I was saying, funky, where it's just not loading. But come on, work with me. Okay. So my system is glitching, which is great. So if I don't get it to work over this next second, I'm going to have my supervisor assist me with this.
Okay.
So that we can get something scheduled.
So what will this visit entail? Because I never did this before, so I don't know nothing.
Okay, so basically this visit is the first one. On this visit, I like to call it the informational visit. So what we do with this one is the enrollment case manager comes out and they're going to help you get a financial application for Medicaid completed. They also help you get a COMPASS application for long-term care services completed. They're going to help you review medical history, select the best health plan, and provide just general information.
Well, I have Aetna and Medicaid, so I have a lot of my history on Aetna, you know, like my medication and all that. Is that what you're saying?
So, no, and I mean like review medical history. Aetna is through Medicare, so that doesn't get affected whatsoever. This is strictly for Medicaid, for secondary coverage.
I know that, but I'm saying a listing of the problems that I'm having is listed under Aetna. I think I have a printout of it also.
If I may jump in, so Ms. Eason, what happens is the physician certification form that they already got back from your doctor, it lists the diagnosis and ailments that you have so the state can get familiar with your case and go over it with you during the appointment.
Yes.
So they should have it. And if there's anything obviously missing, you can let them know.
Okay.
I mean, the doctor, the form that we have from the doctor put her eligible and everything.
Yeah.
But I haven't been seeing her that long. This last doctor, I haven't been seeing her that long. Leslie, I had another doctor and he left, so I guess it's all in, you know, it's all in the system somewhere. You know, all at Einstein. My medical history.
Mm-hmm. And then I am just also looking. So I have an appointment tomorrow morning. Also 9 to 11. Could that work for you?
No, I'd rather do it next week. After the holiday.
Okay, not a problem.
I have to get my breathing and everything together. It takes a minute when I use that inhaler, you know, to get my... because I have COPD, so... Yeah.
No worries. I just always like to ask. Okay, so I'm looking here now because of the holiday... The soonest I have then, if not tomorrow, is Thursday, the 4th, so exactly a week from today.
Yeah, that'll be fine. So okay. It'll be Thursday, September the 4th.
Mm-hmm. I have 9 to 11, 11 to 1, or if you'd rather have slightly more in the afternoon, I have 1 to 3 as well.
11 to 1. 11 to 1.
Okay.
Perfect. If that's okay, 11 to 1?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. By all means. I'm just putting that in the system.
Would that be the same person?
Yes. So I'm going to see if they're able to provide me the phone number so you can have it.
All right. If not, then Allison said, you know, she can call me.
Yep.
On her end, and then, you know, then I can find out what's going on, because so I can get down just 3 flights of steps in here. Ah. So I'm on the top, so, you know, I got to get down those steps in so I can be waiting for her to come or something.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, so let me just get that confirmed so we can have it in the system. So and then, Miss Allison, you mentioned about also adding then your phone number on file, correct?
Yeah,
I have her phone number.
Okay, not a problem. And then my supervisor is also currently looking for the phone number, and she's going to reach out directly to Miss Feline and the supervisor just to make sure that she can provide us the number.
Okay.
Okay, so it is going to be a 717 number that is calling, actually. It looks like her work phone is a 717 due to her previously being from the Harrisburg area and actually never changing it.
Oh, well, that, so I can't go wrong with the 717.
Okay, I mean, I have the full number if you want to have it.
Yes, ma'am, give it to me, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is 717. 602-9715.
Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
So that is Valina's phone number?
Yes, which I think, I'll be honest, I'm not sure how to pronounce her first name, and I don't want to mispronounce it. I've always said Valine, but I could be wrong. So if she says something else, that's clearly her name.
Her last name, I think, is Abram.
That is correct. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I got all that. So that's good.
Perfect.
And then Miss Allison, do we still want to add in your number?
Yes.
In case.
So my direct line is 267.
Okay.
551.
Mm-hmm.
7421.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I don't want to miss this appointment.
Nope. And what day was it again? I'm sorry. I know it's between 11 a.m. and 1.
Thursday.
No worries. Next Thursday.
There we go. She's got it.
September the 4th, 11 to 1.
You are beautiful.
Between 11 and 1.
Thank you.
Perfect. So we have that in here. Okay, so we satisfied then for the physician certification form. So
Yep.
that way we don't have to worry about that again. So no worries.
Okay.
And then we have the visit. We were able to provide the phone number so at least you can have an idea on which one it is. Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Miss Eason, do you have any other questions?
Do you guys ever deal with the hospital? Because the truth of the matter is, even though I go to a physician, they always send me out somewhere. So the hospital that I go to is Einstein.
They already have the form and you're already eligible for the program, so they don't need to send
Okay.
another one. You're all good.
Oh, okie dokie. Hush, Niecy.
Yep, no worries. So the
Yeah.
only basically what the steps are at this point is just this visit with Miss Valine, and then the only
Right.
thing afterwards is within, I'm gonna say about a week after the visit with Miss Valine, or a couple days prior, you'll be contacted by the PCA, the Philadelphia Corporation of Aging, who's going to call
Well, you
you to
know
schedule their assessment.
my caretaker used to work for them.
Okay.
The person that's going to be my caretaker used to work for PCA.
Got it. So there'll be the second appointment. So after this one on the 4th, they'll call you for the second one, and then we'll go from there.
Exactly.
All
Because then
right.
from there, because we already have the form from the doctor, it's just a matter of their determination. So they'll do a medical review, and once you're found medically eligible, then it goes to the county assistance office for the final step, which is the financial, which doesn't
Perfect.
consist of a visit.
Oh.
It just consists of providing documents to them, which we help with that as well.
Well, my caretaker, I have her information. You don't need that right now?
No, the state doesn't need
Okay.
it.
All right, cool.
You're all good. Thank you so
Yep,
much.
of course.
Thank
And I'm just gonna,
you.
of course, I am just gonna verify any questions from either of you.
I am good. Miss Eason, are you okay?
I'm great.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I
I'll make sure I
appreciate your
get you.
time.
Yes,
Yes, ma'am.
course. Of course. Well,
Thank you
I
so
thank
much,
you.
guys.
Of course,
Thank
I
you so
thank you.
much.